you had your stem cell procedure done 6 months ago?
Yes.
So tell me what led up to it.
Well, I tore my lateral meniscus in my left knee 10 years ago, and I've dealt with pain and swelling ever since. And then last February, I was just walking and popped my medial meniscus in my left knee. And I had noticed previous to that I'd been losing some speed. I played baseball for a senior baseball league, and golf was getting tougher, and even work was getting tougher. And when I had the MRI from popping my knee for the latest meniscus tear, I found out that I also had a grade 3 vertical ACL tear. And Wow. So, yeah,
it's a perfect storm.
I thought it was just the outside meniscus that was hurting me and swelling up all this time. And then in about the last 2 years, I noticed that I was having more trouble and more swelling. So I'm assuming that's about the time that I tore the ACL, and then the inside meniscus tear. I did it work and went to LNI, and the surgeon is just kind of like, well, it's not that bad of a tear. We're not going to do anything about it. Let's see how time and therapy does. I was trying to play baseball, and I couldn't transfer my weight. I couldn't run to first. So I basically had to just manage for the season, which was really a bummer. And so I decided my teammate had researched stem cell therapy for several months, and he had gone to Dr. Wagner. And I kind of watched his progression, and I've had another teammate do PRP on his shoulder, and that worked for him. So when I asked my teammate for his doctor's information, he gave me Dr. Wagner's name. And so I was talking to another teammate, and he said, well, that he's been my regular doctor for 20 years, and he's a great guy. And my other teammate had done a lot of research, so I just kind of jumped on the bandwagon, did a little more research myself, but really believed in what my teammate said. So I researched Dr. Wagner more specifically, and also following my teammate's progression from his stem cell and PRP therapy, it made me decide to do that. Had a meeting with Dr. Wagner, and he said my knee's pretty messed up. So what I did from there is he explained that with the outside meniscus tear, which was older, 10 years old, you know, the possibility that it might not fully recover is, you know, about 80% or so. And then the other ACL and inside meniscus were, you know, not 100% for sure, but he's had good response with this. And I said, well, I've read your reviews and talked to people. And so I decided to do it, and followed his instructions and went to therapy for a few months. And I have good insurance, so I continued my therapy, really following my light duty responsibilities and doing everything I was supposed to. And I've, since about a month in, I've had no swelling. Now I'm 6 months in, I have no pain. Every once in a while I can feel, you know, if there's a rock or something, a little uneven ground, I could feel, you know, it's not 100%, but it's so much more stable, no pain, no swelling. I would say overall, I'm probably about 85 to 90% back. And I could bend my knee about 95% of the right knee. So I'm still recovering, still doing exercises, and a lot more energy. I've lost weight. I'm doing things I was doing 10 years ago that I haven't been able to do. It's really worked out.
Well, the main question is, can you make it to first base before the ball dives?
Well, I've never been a speedster. I am a big guy. 6'6", so they like me at first, and I used to pitch a bit, but I haven't been able to push off the mound. So, you know, along with the whole country here, we're kind of delayed in our baseball season this year, but we're hoping to get at it, and I'm hoping to pitch some. But so I know I can move.
So you think you'll be back on the diamond then?
Well, our league keeps putting out a little bit of delay every time we hear from the governor, but we're talking with our commissioners and our president and everything, and we're trying to see what we can do. You know, it's getting tough for some people. They've lost their jobs and everything, so some people might not be able to pay the league dues, but we're trying to work around all that and see if we can have a modified season. So,
well, in this particular case, I'm not talking about the governor's restrictions. I'm talking about your knees restrictions. Do you think you can still play?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, last year I was seriously to the point I could not run down to first base. And now, I mean, I've been throwing into a net in the backyard. We can't, get together as a team. So, I've been doing everything. I've been doing weights and, exercises and rowing machine, all these different things, and my knee's just doing great. So I think I will have no problem playing this year. I even had trouble transferring my weight side to side at first base in the few games that I did play. And I do that at home on purpose, as well as I like to golf. So I've been, hitting plastic balls in the backyard, and I don't think I'm going to have any problem. I might not have the speed, but I'll be able to get down to first now.
All right. Well, I'm impressed. That's pretty good.
I'm really impressed myself. I mean, when he told me, it's probably won't be 100%, I really didn't know what that meant because it had been so bad for quite a few years. And you can look at my stats online. Our league has them, and you can see how I was, batting in the 300s, and suddenly I dropped to, 100 because I couldn't get down to first base. So I was hurting the team, so I just decided not to bat.
Well, I wish you all the best once the league gets to open up again. But that's quite a story. So you're thinking that once you're allowed to play again, your stats will be back up?
I certainly hope so. I'm practicing swinging in the backyard so I can transfer my weight. I'm moving laterally, acting like the ball's coming at me, just testing it all out. I can stretch to reach for the ball as a first baseman. You're trying to reach out. I have no problem planting my leg, switching back and forth. It all works.
Excellent. Well, that's a great story. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And good luck.
You bet. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.